The following previews are of Graphic Audio Productions, rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
From the creator of James Axler's Deathlands comes the second chapter in an all-new series, Outlanders. Cain and Grant, former magistrates and fearsome warriors for the New Order, have joined the rebels of Cerberus Redoubt. Together with the beautiful and brainy Bridget Baptiste, they seek the answers to the Earth's past in order to rebuild the future. Their quest takes them to the remains of Moscow and onward to Karakoto, the fabled Black City, home of Mongol hordes and the avenging Lama, the Tushegun.
Baptiste, down!
What they find in the Black City could offer proof of the Archon's ancient and ongoing plot to dominate the Earth.
There was far more to the report on Kossla's 1923 expedition to Karakoto than was ever released. He submitted that a major civilization once existed in the Gobi. The Gobi civilization was said to have been technologically advanced, and the desert upon which it sat was once lush with vegetation. Kossla hypothesized that the civilization perished due to atomic radiation. Evidently, the source of the radiation is in the vault and once more active. Kossla's theory was that the Gobi civilization was created by a non-human race known as the Greys.
The Archons.
What they find beneath the Black City could spell the end for them all.
We're screwed if we can't get that door open.
I can't find the latch or spring catch. We're gonna have to go with the grenades.
This is gonna be a classic 1%.
Good. I'm keeping track of them all, you know.
Outlanders 2, Destiny Run, will be in travel centers and truck stops throughout North America starting July 2006. Or call 1-800-670-5220 to reserve or download your advanced copy of Destiny Run. For your convenience, this information is also printed on the cover of this book.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
When tragedy strikes, Stony Man is on the move.
She's dead.
Who? Who's dead?
Amanda Cash. She's been murdered. And if it weren't for me, she'd still be alive.
But this is no ordinary situation.
This assassination was bought and paid for, and they're going to strike again.
The web of deceit stretches farther than they could have ever known.
There's a situation in Nairobi.
The trail leads to Hong Kong.
San Francisco was their next target.
Three teams.
Rafe, watch out!
Five villains.
Die, American scum!
No one left to trust.
Teresa, are you okay?
I am perfectly all right. But you always let the woman get under your skin.
And a worldwide plot to turn the world against America.
When I am successful, all the evidence of this plague will point directly to Homeland Security. Nothing can stop me now.
And soon, the world will be mine to taste.
The clock is ticking.
If we don't act soon, America as we know it will cease to exist.
Stony Man 83, Doom Prophecy. 7 pulse-pounding hours only from Graphic Audio. Coming July 2006.